With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Another shooting by a suspect claiming to be transgender. Washington City Police say a 28-year-old Utah man who claims to be a woman is in custody, facing multiple charges in connection with the double homicide of his parents. Wednesday, police arrested the man who turned himself in after a standoff that began a day before. He's charged with 11 felony counts related to the murders of his parents and the attempted murder of his brother. Police say that he broke into his parents' home, shot them multiple times, and then went in search of his brother and his wife, who were barricaded in a bedroom. Police say the suspect shot through the door and then left the house. They say he admitted to the murders and said that he would do it again. A deadly wildfire is raging in eastern New Mexico. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Federal Communications Commission says internet companies have to be more transparent about its fees and pricing. Broadband labels are intended to be like nutritional labels on food products. Internet packages will have to tell you what's going into the pricing of your service using these labels. It's part of the Biden administration's plan to crack down on junk fees. They're going to provide easy-to-understand, accurate information about the cost and performance of high-speed internet to help consumers avoid price hikes and other unexpected costs. The labels will be mandated to appear at any point of sale, including online and in stores. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment slipped last week.
In another possible sign that the labor market is loosening under the weight of high interest rates, the Labor Department reports unemployment benefit applications for the week ending June 8th rose by 13,000 to 242,000. That's up from 229,000 the week before. It's also significantly more than the 225,000 new claims analysts were expecting.
Correspondent Jeremy House, this is SRN News. Abortion is down in South Carolina. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
State officials say they were averaging over 900 abortions per month before a heartbeat law went into effect. Now the total is less than 200, a decline of about 80%. The South Carolina law bans abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. In fact, most states that have instituted strict limits on abortion have seen a lot less of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. A panel of mid-level appellate judges overturned an earlier decision by an upstate judge to strike the proposed Equal Rights Amendment from the ballot over procedural error. The New York Constitution currently bans discrimination based on race, color, creed, or religion. This is SRN News. More countries confirm the deaths of their citizens during the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca.
Hundreds of pilgrims from Egypt and Indonesia in particular are reported to have died during this year's Hajj, which ended on Wednesday. The heat in Saudi Arabia is often intense and unavoidable for pilgrims, as the timing of the pilgrimage is now moved, according to the lunar calendar, to the middle of summer. The rituals of Hajj involve huge numbers of people moving between various locations in and around Mecca, including Mount Arafat, during the blazing heat of the day. This year, temperatures have been especially fierce. The Saudi authorities have installed various measures to try to beat the heat.
The FBI raids the home of Oakland's mayor. The Democrat lawmaker's home was raided early Thursday morning, along with the offices shared by the Vietnamese American Business Association. The mayor is currently facing a recall as voters complain about soaring crime, blaming her leftist policies. More details at SRNnews.com.